Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, I'm going to tell you all about melasma and my tricks for dealing with my own pigmentation. For those of you who don't know me, I'm a facial plastic surgeon. I'm in Los Angeles, California, in beautiful Pasadena area right by the Rose Bowl. Definitely come and visit me and check out my skincare products, which are my number one weapon against my melasma. So if you're a person who has brown spots and you've had babies and you've had estrogen and pigment changes of your skin, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But these mottled spots that tend to get pigmented and give your skin kind of not a fresh look, this is called melasma. Melasma is basically a dermal pigmentation, and it's a buildup of melanin within layers of the skin. It happens for many reasons. One of the most common reasons we get melasma is post-inflammatory pigmentation. So if you're a person who gets acne, skin scars, picking at things, trauma to the skin, and inflammation, these are all triggers for the formation of pigment. Other triggers, of course, would be sun. Sun damage is one of our number one culprits for aging. Sun is also going to be the number one thing that turns on the pigmentation process. And it's not just the sun and ultraviolet that's causing this problem. It's also the actual thermal energy and heat. So when you feel your face and your skin warm and warming up, and that warmth on your cheek when you're driving in your car, this is actually one of our biggest triggers for melanin production. Remember, melanin is sort of evolutionarily a protective mechanism where our skin has evolved in order to avoid burns, in order to avoid skin cancer, to have melanin to absorb and create this dense layer of pigmentation to prevent further damage to your skin. So the mechanisms for skin production of melanin are very complex and just evolutionarily built into our systems in such a way that we're never really going to be able to get rid of it. And I think people who have a lot of pigmentation want to ablate their pigment very dramatically and drastically. We're all looking for the one laser treatment that's going to blast and get rid of our pigment all in one flash. We're looking for that one deep peel that's going to nuke it. And it just doesn't work that way. So if you shift your mindset, you're actually going to have the most success with dealing with pigmentation. Over the course of my skincare, I have had, you know, birth control, 4 babies, and lots of hormone changes, lots of sun living in Southern California, plenty of episodes of picking at things. And so pigment is there. And one of the things I've had to teach myself after having easy access to lasers, peels, and different reps from different companies coming to talk to me all the time about the most amazing miracle product, I have to tell you that there is no miracle product. And every time I've used a laser where they say it's totally safe for every skin type, it's not. And in particular, I think Asian and Indian skin tends to suffer a lot because the skin will look amazingly clean after, you know, 1 or 2 treatments with an erbium laser, an IPL laser, clear and brilliant laser. I've tried all of these things. And after about 6 to 8 weeks, the pigment comes back with a vengeance. So my advice to you, if you have pigmented skin and you're Asian, Indian, or just in general have darker skin type, you don't want to blast the skin. You want to treat things conservatively and lightly. The benefit of doing mild to moderate regular peels is incredible. That's my current way of thinking, is I want to do things preventatively and with light treatments to get rid of pigmentation versus blasting things. I'll use my vitamin C every morning and every night at bedtime. Remember, vitamin C helps to brighten your complexion. It supports healthy collagen production, and it's really immediate antioxidant benefit when you put it on. So when the sun does hit you, at least the DNA damage and changes, oxidative damage changes are not occurring. So I highly recommend a therapeutic and non-irritating vitamin C. And remember to use one that is stable, that's in a vial that's opaque. These are all very important tricks. I think keeping your skin hydrated is critical because dry skin tends to crack and form micro fissures, and that, of course, creates inflammation, and that leads to pigmentation. I definitely want you guys to use a mineral-based sunscreen. Remember that minerals with zinc oxide, titanium dioxide, these are some of the best methods of fighting sun damage. Other chemical sunscreens will allow sun and UV light to hit the skin, penetrate, and they do have a reaction which stops DNA damage and, you know, skin cancer formation type of problems. But that's after the penetration of the light and heat and UV into the skin. The other reflective type of products that are in sunscreen, like zinc oxide, titanium dioxide, and the mineral product sunscreens, tend to be reflective and bounce light off of you. Some light energy does get absorbed, of course, so it's not 100%, but to me, that is a big game changer when you switch to mineral sunscreens and reapply every 2 hours. At nighttime, using a Retin-A is an excellent way to exfoliate the skin. So exfoliation is the process of the superficial dull skin and brown pigmented skin coming off. You want to use a Retin-A that's mild. You want to use a Retin-A that's effective. I want you guys to start with a very low dose of Retin-A every other night at bedtime, and then gradually building up to nightly. And this is a gentle process. Again, you don't want the scorched earth policy, because Retin-A will help you to have tighter pores, remove fine lines, improve pigmentation by this exfoliation process, but you want to use one that's chemically elegant and not irritating to the skin. I like my Diamond Line Refine. It's one of the best. It's the best, I think. And then lastly, doing light peels is super important. I use a bleaching pad all throughout summer. I'm not a person who believes in don't do anything the whole summer because I'm going to fry my skin, get all my sun damage, and then I'll fix it at the end of summer. And that, to me, is not a good strategy. That does not work, because the sun damage is cumulative. The more you go into the heat and the sun with melanin, the more you get dermal pigmentation that's tattooed into the skin, that's very dense and very resistant, very hard to lift. So if you're a person who pigments easily, think about treating yourself all summer long with the vitamin C, the sunscreen, bleaching pads to maintain and suppress melanin production. My bleaching pads have really great ingredients like kojic acid, arnica, emblica, vitamin C, and hydroquinone. And hydroquinone has been kind of vilified, but if it's used in the proper way, which would be using it for 8 to 12 weeks, giving your skin a break, not overdoing it, using prescription strength, which is manufactured in the United States, it's all very safe and has been for the last 50 years. So I think it's excellent to suppress and control the production of melanin all summer long. And perhaps you use a regimen that's kind of just a maintenance regimen, with maybe twice a week using that. And then when you're really ready at the end of summer to intensify and get all the pigment gone, you can go up to every night for 8 to 12 weeks. It takes time to get rid of pigmentation. And then I do recommend peels if you're not going out in the direct heat and sun, not about to go to Hawaii. Do a mild trichloroacetic acid peel, a TCA peel. These are excellent for a gentle exfoliation. Mandelic peels are excellent for removing dull, dry skin and not causing a lot of inflammation. And also, I do love a Jesner peel for pigmentation. So there's several peels out there where there's mild exfoliation, not a ton of flakiness and peeliness to where you can't go to work. These peels are very manageable. You have a little mild eraser shaving peeling, and after that, you can go to work using lots of sunscreen, lots of moisturizer. By the end of the week, you'll have this fresh, lifted, nice, improved brightness to your skin. So those are my tips for melanin. If you're someone who always gets that melanin mustache, the pigmentation on your cheeks, just remember, treat those areas gently. Don't wax, thread, and shave, and repeatedly be abrasive, like dermabrasion, not my favorite thing for pigmented skin problems. Remember, you want to be super gentle. You want to treat with maintenance treatments. You want to treat throughout summer and constantly suppress the melanin production, and you don't want to go to treatments that are nuclear to blast and strip and irritate the skin, because that's just not going to work for you. It's kind of a chronic situation, like having chronic asthma, chronic diabetes, chronic melanin in your skin. It's a good thing to have melanin for its protection, but when you learn to really work with your skin, it's a great thing to be able to suppress the brown blotchiness, because I think over time that gives your skin a little mottled and weathered and you know, not as clear and brilliant look. So I want you to have that pearly, beautiful, glowy skin, and I want you to work on your pigmentation. Those are my tips for now. And don't forget to find me on my Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K, doing amazing things with people's faces. And you can find all my favorite skincare products at my website, beautybydrk.com. Definitely check out my bleaching brightening pads. They will be your best friend if you're someone with melanin and you don't like the pigmentation of hyperpigmentation. Check them out. That's it for now, beauties. Stay beautiful.